You are the first Latina speaker. How does that play into your perspective and how you approach things?
It is a great honor to have been elected by my colleagues to serve as the next Speaker of the House. And in going forward in this upcoming legislative session, we are going to be focused on making sure that we always put people first. We want the Colorado House Democrats to stand for not taking any Coloradans for granted and not leaving any Coloradans behind. And so I'm hopeful that the upcoming legislative session will be one that's productive.
Do you feel that that's something your party needs to work on coming out of this presidential race where a lot of people who voted for Trump said they did feel left behind?
Well, Colorado House Democrats actually had great advancements this last election. We went from 34 seats to 37 seats. And I think that's representative of the fact that we have leaders from all areas of Colorado that listen to their constituents and deliver results to the issues that people deal with every day.
We're not going into a big election year this session. So do you think of something substantive and some big policy solution both sides can agree on is going to happen, it'll happen this session?
Well, the budget is in a very challenging position, and we need to make sure that we're adequately investing in education and also transportation with so much growth to the state and economic activity that we've seen here. We need to ensure that we invest in our roads and bridges and infrastructure, and that we think about how we organize our roads, not just to move cars, but also people. And that's why prior to the election, I convened a group of legislators in leadership to start talking about transportation funding specifically. I'm hopeful that we will be able to come up with a statewide transportation plan this session.
Is that something you think will be part of the budget? Or could we possibly refer something to voters for instance, raising the gas tax?
We're putting all options on the table because we have to look at a variety of ways to address our budget issues. The last two sessions, Democrats came forward with changing the hospital provider fee into an enterprise, which would have freed up hundreds of millions of dollars under the Tabor cap to invest in education and transportation. That's something that we're still interested in, but we also have to recognize that that would have been a band-aid to a larger budget issue. And that's why we've convened this group of Republicans and Democrats to figure out what can we do long-term in the state of Colorado to address our transportation needs. I feel very strongly about this before the election, that regardless of who won or lost on election day, to be able to do this effectively, we have to have everyone at the table and have Republicans and Democrats working together. We're continuing those conversations and we're looking at a variety of different options.
You served on the Joint Budget Committee. What do you see as the biggest budget challenge lawmakers will have to grapple with this session?
One area in particular that I think we have to continue some of the good work that we've done before is making sure that the people of Colorado have tools to succeed, get good paying jobs. We should be thinking always about how we invest in local workers and local businesses. And specifically, right now there are jobs in Colorado in the technology industry that are not being fulfilled, and particularly areas like computer science and digital literacy. Only 1 in 4 Colorado students have access to computer science or digital literacy classes. We need to do more to make sure that those options are available for students. As we have a changing economy, we need to make sure everyone has tools to succeed, to be able to provide for themselves and for their families.
It's hard to predict with a Trump presidency, but how much do you think you as the Democratic leader in the State House will have to respond to what's happening nationally?
Well, we're going to focus on being as productive as possible in Colorado. I do think we have a tradition of Republicans and Democrats coming together. That said, I will stand strong against any actions that can hurt Colorado families. And we need to make sure that we focus on always putting people first.
Thanks. We appreciate you taking the time. That's incoming Speaker of the House, Chrisanta Duran. I'm Benta Berkland in Denver.